Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time every week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's our last show of July.
Really? Already?
Catch summer while you can. Well, before we can do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with a four-letter word related to horse racing, insert a letter, and you can make a different five-letter word related to horse racing. What are the words?
Well, if you start with the word tack, you can insert an R, and you can get track. All right, Ian, on July 27th, 1929, the Convention Relative to the Treatment of Prisoners of War, more commonly known as the Geneva Convention, was signed. Taking effect in June of 1931, the convention defines who is a prisoner of war, how they are to be treated, and what can and cannot be done to a prisoner upon their capture. To commemorate the signing of the Geneva Convention, this week each answer is a thing with a place in its name.
Okay.
They are native to the Mediterranean, but their popularity and cultivation in Northern Europe, and specifically Belgium, likely gave what small vegetables that resemble miniature cabbages their name?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts is correct. And in the 1940s, a Dutch botanist developed a purple variety of Brussels sprouts that was a hybrid between purple cabbage and the normal green Brussels sprouts. Reportedly invented by a lieutenant in the Civil War, what foldable office supply takes its name from the use of fibers from a banana plant native to the Philippines in its manufacture?
Manila envelope?
Yes, manila envelope. That's why we call it manila envelope and manila folders. The manila paper is the material that's used to make it, and it comes from a tree in the Philippines.
I love this show. I learn something every time.
What iconic brand of sporting equipment has its origins in a meeting between a baseball player named Pete Browning and the son of a woodworker named J.F. Hillerich that resulted in Browning breaking out of a hitting slump with his custom-manufactured equipment?
I'm going to take a shot at Louisville Slugger.
That's a good shot, because that's right. What drink, made of vodka, ginger beer, and lime juice, is advised to be served in its traditional copper mug only if that mug is lined with another metal, such as stainless steel, which would prevent the copper from dissolving into the acidic drink?
That's the Moscow Mule.
That's right. And one of the origin stories of the Moscow Mule is that it was invented by a bartender in New York City who was clearing out some ginger beer and vodka from its inventory. And apparently the first one he served to was to actor Broderick Crawford. And finally, the title of the 2003 book Eats, Shoots, and Leaves by Lynn Truss is a nod to the debate over the use, or non-use, of what punctuation mark, named for its inclusion in the style guide of a university press in England.
The Oxford comma.
Yes. Are you pro-Oxford comma or anti-Oxford comma? Let's just lay it out on the table right now.
Depends on the setting.
That is the correct answer. That is the correct answer. Well, this week I tip my Panama hat to Ian. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or Mike's challenge.
Start with the phrase Dover Sole. That's DoverSole. Change one letter to a T, and you can spell the last name of a person associated with New York's Hudson Valley. What is the name?
And it's not Nothnagel?
No, I think you have to add more letters to do that.
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back for our first show of August this time next week.
We will see you next month.